Hi, everybody. Now we're going back into the first chart, which are the real estate chart, which is a history of home values. This is a chart that was created by Robert Shiller, who is best known for his book on irrational exuberance. The first issue, the first edition of that came out in which he said, going into the year 2000, there was an insanity in the technology area, which is proven correct. Then after that disaster, we went through a bear market, and then he came out with a second edition, and he said that they're going into a disaster on home values, which is this plot that's rising up the black line, the solid black line, and it turns out that nobody believed him on that one either, and now you have all the regulators saying it was a surprise to us, and it was no warning, but the guy wrote the book on it, and his the evidence is that it is a speculative spike because you plot out the home values. This is existing housing, not if you can read the text on the PDF file. It's a obvious spike. It's just monumental spike. This chart has continued. The black line is falling down, showing the decline we've had in the recession period. And then Bill Marsh, who is working this chart for the New York Times here, added in the dotted lines, saying that it was going to keep going down. So that's pretty much what the story on this one is. What I did was I showed that the mean value. As background, I did in the mid-1990s, I found a historical study of housing prices in Amsterdam. And what was interesting about that is they went into the Dutch kept very good records of the central part of Amsterdam in its very early days, going back 200 or 300 years. And the lots, when they were all divided up at that time, they just stayed that way. The boundaries didn't change very much. So the records were kept as to what lots were sold to successive generations. And because the land, the division of the land was stayed stable, you could actually plot out its prime location. Nothing changed. You could get a view of the historical trend of stock prices for a particular area, which is what Shiller has done here, and you could calculate the rate of growth in the investment, and therefore you could come up with a particularly interesting example of what real estate values would be doing relative to bond values, equity, international markets, or whatever you wanted to do it, because it was a good baseline. So in that study, which I was doing in probably the late 1990s, I was surprised to find out that it was an academic study, and the academics concluded that that the real estate kept pace with inflation, but when you subtracted inflation from the actual prices, the rate of growth of the investment after inflation was very modest. And I'm not sure whether I have the study around, but it was only like 1% or 2%. I think it was less than 2%. It might have been 1%. So at that point, I was relatively discouraged to the idea that real estate was going to become a great investment. However, in my particular area, and in any area that is seeing rapid growth, those rates can become extremely large. The rally that we've seen in the United States relative to the Shiller Index is quite extraordinary. However, you see pieces of that. I can remember when I was in Los Angeles that the stories of that when Los Angeles expanded, it needed to go into the San Fernando Valley over the hill, and that was all farmland over there. So the wiser people realized that it was going to spill over, and when it spilled, they bought the farmland, and then it became the bedroom community for Los Angeles. But there's places where orange groves, which were relatively inexpensive land necessary for farming, and when things spilled over. So the moral of the story is that if you're trying to make money in real estate, the very long-term trends are not, and I'm talking about, I have two notes in the charts. One is 50 years from one place to another, 63 years. If you take that peak in 1890, and you say there's another peak in the mid-50s, and then some kind of momentum peak, then you take the one that we just saw, you could say that the cycle that real estate is running is like 55 years. So that is that's the basis for Martin Armstrong made a study of real estate, and according to one of the emails that I got, and he said that he thought the real estate market had topped out and was going to go down for 26 years. That comes directly from a simple interpretation of cycles. If you have a cycle that's top to top is 55 years, you generally would conclude that it's down for half of the 55 years. So that's where he comes up with his numbers. In the market, I discovered a 40-year cycle, and you generally say it was 20 years down. But it's a long time, no matter what you want to. If you look at long-term cycles, the down phase of the cycle, once you've done a speculative peak, has got a lot of problems because it's a very long period of time. Also, you have to consider that by the time you go into the next speculative peak, you're not likely to be alive, or if you are, you'd be in a rest home someplace. So you've got a lot of problems on the idea of planning for the next recovery in the real estate. Now, that's not a particularly good way to do it, so I'm going to follow up when I go to this last chart here. There's another way to do that. But I do think that the point is well made, is that if it turns out that this real estate decline is going to come down to where the dotted line is, which is back to like 120, I guess, probably, and you take the 120 over on the left side, he's removed the effects of inflation in the chart. So he's saying that if you go from 120 to 120 over 110 years, there's no net gain after you deduct inflation from it, which means it's just a stable investment. So that's something to think about. That's not true for common stocks. So if you have the question about the real estate, you'd have to say that there's a problem in trying to get aboard of this on an early time, on a runtime, and that what you saw was an abnormal period of history, which is, if you own your house, but what we're talking about, if you're speculating in real estate, it's not a great idea. That would be the conclusion that came out of this. If you want to know more about it, I just suggest you just get the Irrational Exuberance, a second edition, or maybe there's a later edition out by now, and read what Shiller got, because he gets them all right. Okay, so he's the guy to listen to, and I'm not necessarily. It's just that I did want to point out I did find this study for the academics in Amsterdam, and they reached the same conclusion. So I think if you go over a long enough period of time, you probably find out that real estate's it has to be a special situation. You have to isolate the special situation, either a special era like we saw, which is not going to be around for a while, or you have to find a special set of circumstances where the growth is spilling over into cheap land, and there's going to be a land rush, sort of a land rush type opportunity. So that's it for the real estate, and then we'll be back and we'll start going into the next, my old chart down there, to talk about how you find out how these cycles, when you make these peaks and cycles, what the evolution of finding the low and then turning things around is. Bye.